This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. It is opening day on the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the end of March. Phillies baseball is here. Ike, how you doing?
Brother Spike, I'm doing great. It's opening day. Break out the peanuts and the Cracker Jacks in case some of you guys don't know what the hell Cracker Jacks are. It's kind of popcorn and peanuts. From the old school way of doing things. We love it. This was a great snack. Jackie Baseball, it's your time to shine, my brother. Holler at your boy.
Listen, just letting everyone know.
Yeah.
We're about to have two world champions in this city.
Okay.
At the same damn time.
The Union and the Eagles.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. And it certainly won't be the Sixers or Flyers. We'll get to the Flyers. You're welcome.
Yes.
But it's opening day, baby. What a beautiful day. I've had a smile on my face. I could talk on these airwaves for 24 hours. I only got an hour.
Yes. Yeah, it is a shortened show because the Phillies open their season right here on 94 WIP. First pitch is at 4:05 against the Washington Nationals. We will take you all the way up until game time. And before we get started on the show, I do have to mention, if you look directly into the camera that looks at you, we are live on YouTube for the first time.
Okay. So
The show is now going to be on YouTube, so we got to make sure we don't pick our noses. We got to make sure we don't make faces at each other.
Listen.
You know.
I'm going to pick my nose, and I'm going to make faces. You guys just get to, that's the beauty of being on YouTube. You get to experience it with us.
Yep. And I'm going to react to callers making bad points.
Yes.
Kind of is what it is.
Yeah,
I just got to be me. I can't worry about a camera, Spike. I just got to be me.
You know what I'm going to do eventually? I'm going to do a Mount Rushmore of Jack reactions when he doesn't like the camera. I have three of them in mind. Or not the camera, the caller.
Yeah.
I have three of them in mind.
You don't like the camera either, though.
I don't like the camera either.
Yes,
thank you.
That's right.
Look at that.
That's right.
The photo's over here. Looking at him the whole day. You see that in Rhea's booth?
That's right.
Baby face Fritzy, yeah.
That was my freshman year at Bloomsburg photo.
Ah, wow. That's when it all started to fall apart.
Yeah, I choked one change up in Newport News, and I'm here today. That's the only reason why I'm here.
Well, we're happy, Jack, that you're here today.
Big day.
So it is a big day, and today is going to be, as often is on the WIP Afternoon Show, it is a Tell the Truth Thursday about the Phillies season. Here is what we will add. We will give you ours, but we will ask from you the Phillies record, where they get to in the playoffs, and a make-or-break player for the Phillies this year. Now, when we say make-or-break player, Rod Lakin, just so we're making it clear for everybody, it is make-or-break for the Phillies. Of course, there are players that are in make-or-break seasons for their career, but this is a make-or-break player for the Phillies. So 215-592-9494. I normally go first, or Ike goes first, mm-hmm. but since we are in Jackie Baseball Ooh. Season, I give it to Jackie Baseball for his Tell the Truth Thursday prediction.
And hopefully I'm leading off like Schwartz, so the nice little... Well, listen, if we're going Trey, hopefully it's a nice 330 year. How about that?
335, 330? Would love that.
So I'm going to get the... I'm going to cut right to the chase. Yeah. Phillies are winning the World Series.
Wow.
They're winning 93 games, and they're going to go over the Red Sox. Now, I know people are like, oh, my God, Jack, rose-colored glasses, blah, blah, blah. You love the Phillies. Here's where it's different. I've never predicted the Phillies win the World Series. When expectations get too high on the Phillies, I shut down. It makes me nervous, but I'm leaning in this year because I believe it. And I like the no-one-believes-in-us Phillies that I think that's been exuding out of Clearwater.
How many days has it been since pause year? Like the 10 days, I think. You have gone from pause year to win the World Series in a week and a half.
They can do both. Anyway.
Okay.
They can do both.
They can do both. I like where the team is at. They do look locked in at their bats. The pitching staff looks really good. The big four are doing their thing. Ranger, we'll see. And I'm buying into the bullpen. There's a lot of guys I'm bullish on. Cannot wait. But I think the Phillies are in for a great year. I know the Dodgers are there. The Dodgers are daunting. But I believe in this team. One last shot at glory. I'm thinking about 76, 77, 78, 79, and then bang, breaking through an 80. That's this team. So my make or break Philly is Chris Sanchez. I know the obvious answer could be Trey, but I'll take Chris Sanchez being a real number two. Can't be a three or four for this team to reach its potential. A real, true other ace besides Zach Wheeler. So Chris Sanchez, my make or break Philly.
Now, Ike, before I go to you, I want to say that I have proclaimed that for me this year, and this even includes division rivals, it is anyone but the Dodgers. Okay. I just want anyone but the Dodgers to win the World Series this year. So,
okay.
Ike, your predictions, give us the record, how far they get in the playoffs, and your make-or-break Phillies player.
I'll take that first off the bat, anyone but the Dodgers.
You like
sort
that?
Sort of scenario. I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Yep.
They won last year, first and foremost.
Enough.
And you got embarrassment and riches this offseason. We don't need to see them continue to win. Boy, I tell you. I've struggled with this team, back and forth with this team.
You have.
I really have. And I'm going to go with 90 wins.
Okay.
90 wins are there for me. That's what I feel. I'm not going to be doom and gloom on opening day, but I'm also not going to be rose-colored glasses either. Right? So I know this team has the talent and the potential of doing something special, right? It's the reason why they are at least considered, let's just say, in the top five of baseball teams that really have a legitimate chance of winning the World Series. And you would say any other time going into a season, we'd take that in any other sport. If the Eagles were a top five team, which we've seen they are, the Sixers, top five team, Flyers, top five team, we'd take that. So the Phillies are a top five team in baseball. I can appreciate that. But whether or not I feel this is a magical season or it could be a special season, I don't feel that right now. I don't feel that right now. I'm open to it. I'm embracing it. I hope it happens. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Don't do that to me. I'm not. We're not going to do that today. That's where I'm at.
He's just being honest. Thursday. Yeah.
With 90 wins, it's a playoff team. But we're talking about winning the World Series. That's what we're talking about. When you got the third highest payroll in baseball, that's where you're at. It's not about just making the playoffs. That I almost feel like that's a given. So I got them at 90 wins in the playoffs, falling short.
Okay.
Falling short.
Make or break player.
My make or break player, listen, it's not easy being a fan.
Oh boy.
Of the Bomber.
There it is.
There it is. Back to riding him.
Baseball Toby.
I'm there.
Yep.
I'm there. And I'm going to ride Bomer.
Oh boy.
Like Seabiscuit?
Yeah, how'd that work?
Well, hold on. Becton was a Super Bowl champion. Yep. He rode Becton like Seabiscuit.
I did.
Yeah, but
so I'm going to stick with Alec Bohm as the make or break player, because if he can play like he did in the first half for an entire season, what it does to this lineup. And I know most people will pick Trey. So it's really both of those guys for me. But I'm going with Alec Bohm because that's my guy. And he's my make or break player. That's where I'm at. Sorry for the long view of this.
No. So it is Tell the Truth Thursday, 215-592-9494. We want record. Where are they getting the playoffs and your make or break Philly for this year? So, like Jack, I have them at 93-69. Now, that will not win the division. Will not win the division. I think the Braves win the division. But the Phillies get into the playoffs. Now, here is the curveball. I have the Phillies losing in the NLCS to the Dodgers. However, at the end of the season, I believe that we will feel good about the season. I believe that they will lose to the Dodgers in the NLCS, but I believe that the negative feelings that we have this year about what has happened the last few years, I believe that we will feel good about the team after that loss. Maybe not the day after, but we will look back on this season and say that they did a good job and we feel good about the team. My make or break Philly, and I said this yesterday, is Bryson Stott. Now, I told Jack as soon as I got here, start watching the Phillies every day again, that immediately, I became a Stott guy.
Yeah, you're a Stott head.
He just looks like a ball player to me. Yeah, I say that all the time. Yeah. Weston Wilson looks like a ball player. You guys just look like ball players. But I think a great Stott season not only makes this season better, it clarifies the future of the Phillies infield. They're going to have to make a decision sooner rather than later about whether they're going to pay Bryson Stott, whether he is the long-term second baseman on the Phillies, especially with Aiden Miller, you know, coming up through the ranks.
Oh, man. Alec Bohm, Aiden Miller, Bryson Stott, Bryce Harper.
Trey in left.
Yeah, Trey in the outfield. That's a hell of an infield right there.
There it is. So 215-592-9494. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. What we need from you, Philly's record. How far they get in the playoffs and your make or break Philly here on opening day. Remember, you can hear the game right here on WIP 405 with, and you can hear it on the free Odyssey app as well. Sean and Trenton leads us off. Sean, you're on WIP.
Hey, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
What's up, Sean?
What up, Sean?
I am feeling awesome. You know, this is a great day.
Yes,
this is a day I'm always looking forward to every year.
Yes,
and I just want to address some of the callers on the midday show. My gosh, man.
No callers on the midday show. Just say what you got to say. We don't acknowledge the callers on that show.
I feel like everybody is so pessimistic about this team, and I just have no idea why. I mean, they're a great ball.
Well, it's Ike Reese's fault.
It is.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Well, could be.
The Mets put a sour taste in everybody's mouth. There's no denying that. We ran into a hot team. And, you know, look at the Giants a couple of years ago when they kept going on those stretches. Look at the Cardinals, even the Red Sox when you had like guys like Steve Pierce. It just takes that one guy who, you know, it could be Kepler.
Yep.
It's not my pick for the make or break Philly, but
could be Kepler. You know, could be Kepler. Give us the record. Give us the record, Sean.
I really think that we're going to win 94 games.
Well, there you go. Good number. Good number.
94 is a good number.
Good number. Good number.
Whether that's a big number.
The division or not,
what's that?
Whether it wins the division or not, I don't know. But, you know, 94 wins just feels about right to me.
All right, playoffs.
I think we're going to be second or first.
What's that?
I think we're going to be second or first in the division.
Okay.
And I think we do make the World Series because I think we take the Dodgers to seven.
There you go.
Our staff is too good, man. We have the best pitching staff in the league.
There you go. Next to the Dodgers. But yes, second best for sure. So they get to the World Series. Are you gonna predict a win of the World Series? Just do it. If we're playing anybody
in the AL, I think we're winning.
Yeah,
there you go.
I could be better than us. I really do.
Yeah, there you go. And who's your make or break Philly this year?
It's actually a guy that's probably gonna go a bit under the radar this year. It's JT. And the reason why I can't do 100 games of Garrett Stubbs and Rafael Marchand. I need JT healthy for 100 to 120 games. I really do. And if he's hot going into the playoffs, that's just another guy who can add everything to the game. And just a quick little shout-out, too, to Andrew Painter. I really think he's going to be an X-factor in the playoffs, dude. People don't realize how good this guy is. He was Skeens before Skeens.
Yeah, well, that'll be – thank you for the call, Sean. I mean, that'll be the – assuming the Phillies are playing well enough to keep us interested, the Painter arrival midseason will be an exciting moment.
You know, Fritz has been on that from the jump, saying that will be our midseason acquisition that gives us the jolt.
Yes.
In the second half of the season.
The midsummer bump.
I'm looking forward to it.
He's the one Philly, after you saw him at spring training, that gave you the feeling that seeing the Yankees last year did. Like, oh my God, look at how big that
Seriously,
guy is.
Seriously, yeah, you're right.
You know,
you're right. I'm not used to baseball players being that big. Football players, okay, but with baseball players, I'm not used to that.
Yeah, you see Aaron Judge in real life or Giancarlo Stanton, you're like, wait a minute, what the hell is going on
here?
He's
pretty big.
Yeah. Baseball players might be different now, though. We saw Lizardo.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, he's not tall, though. But he's thick, though.
Yeah, Painter's like 6'7".
Yeah.
Big boy. Big boy.
I'm telling you, at 6'3", I'm not looking up to very many people.
Right. You know, he said JT is a make-or-break player. If we got a great season out of JT, because I've become very pessimistic about JT, just because I don't think he's a difference maker. I don't think he's a difference maker at the plate, and I think his catching maybe a little bit overrated in terms of the difference it makes for us. So if we ended up with a JT season where he's, if I'm talking numbers, where he's pushing 800 OPS.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
It makes a huge difference.
I would take 750.
Yeah, I would take it. Because to me, he's 708.
750-ish, 15 to 20 home runs.
Oh, would be huge.
But I do wonder how much they're going to play Marshawn. Like, I don't think Marshawn could be a once-a-week guy. Like, if they're serious about having JT be fresh for the end of the year, I think Marshawn has to play at least twice a week.
And he's had trouble staying healthy.
He has had trouble staying healthy. Right. And the nice part is it doesn't matter what kind of pitcher's on the mound, righty or lefty, because he's a switch hitter.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. 215-592-9494. It's Tell the Truth Thursday. David in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, you motley crew of baseball guys?
Yes, sir. We are baseball guys, except for Jack.
Jackie Balls, all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
Listen.
Jackie Balls?
Yeah. Jackie Balls is a 5 out of 10.
Jackie Balls!
No balls.
Kind of reminiscing about this. Does anybody remember when the vet opened up? They came out with the song during the morning show with Hugh Douglas. I mean, you know, the midday show. And it was like something that was unbelievable, man.
Well, what was it?
What was the song? Can you hum it?
Oh, well, something about, have you seen the vet yet?
Sounds like a hit.
But it was just a thing. Did you ever see him put a basketball court in center field? I did.
This is quite a call. They put a basketball court in center field?
Center field.
Okay, for what?
To play basketball.
Well, clearly.
The Harlem Globetrotters and the Washington Senators.
On the baseball field?
On the baseball field.
Wow.
When?
Does anybody remember?
Here we go.
Does anybody remember
it's a new segment.
Quaker Kids?
What's that? Say again?
The Quaker Kids.
No.
They were the mannequin figurines when a baseball player hit a home run for the Phillies.
David, I need you to lock in. I need you to tell me what you think the Phillies are going to do this year.
Well, I'm kind of like, I'm thinking between 90, 95. Wow.
Just like Ike.
94.
Yeah. Yep, one of those numbers.
Yeah.
You want to give me 94? Is that what you're locked in on?
94.
Okay.
That's a good number.
And what are they going to do? It's Tell the Truth Thursday, David. You told us a lot of truths today about the basketball field and the song. What do you think they're going to do in the playoffs?
Atlanta's got it.
There you go.
And who is your make or break Phillies player?
Listen,
okay. Does anybody remember?
They got the farm club.
Yep.
They got a good farm club system.
Who's your favorite prospect?
I'm going with Scott.
Scott who?
Bryson Scott.
Second baseman.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think it's second baseman.
He's not in the farm system, though, David. He's been on the
Jack,
big league roster since 2022.
Jack, you don't remember the vet song or when the vet opened up?
71.
No, I'm saying Jack. Jack doesn't know.
Oh, Jack.
He doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know anything.
All right.
Now.
Oh, boy.
Ike.
Yes.
Yep.
You're talking about the Cracker Jacks. Did you ever see the Cracker Jacks in the wafer shape? Like an oversized hockey puck?
Come on, Ike.
Nope. I did not. No. Nope.
They used to sell them 50 cents for three of them.
Can I ask you something, David, though?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Can I ask you something, David, just real quick about Cracker Jacks? The toys in the Cracker Jack box used to be so much better, and then they evolved and got worse and worse as years went on. What happened there?
I don't know, man. Oh. Somebody might have gagged on.
Whoa.
You know, thought it was a Cracker Jack and gagged on the paper.
Yep.
Yeah, we all have that problem.
Yeah, occasionally. Well, I eat the stickers on fruit. All right.
Another thing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, hold on. What do you got, Dave? What else?
Listen. Ike, you may know this. You remember Billy White Shoes Johnson?
I do.
He played for the Philadelphia team. They put a softball field.
No, I think he went to school at Westchester. 300. I could be wrong, but I think
Billy White Shoes Johnson was the first guy to do the end zone dance.
I know. Listen, Billy White Shoes Johnson, he was in Atlanta with me when I was down there. He was the player developmental. He was head of that program with the Falcons.
Will you let David talk? David.
And he was with the Oilers.
David. Yes, yes.
He used to do the old chicken leg dance.
Yeah, that's one of the more famous celebrations ever. Yeah, it's the top 10 celebration easily.
All right, guys, this is the last thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you remember when Gary Cherone was the lead singer of Van Halen?
I don't want you guys screaming like a bunch of banshee cats.
Whoa.
But do what Harry Callis used to do during the seventh inning stretch, take me out to the ball game.
Which is?
He was whacking that thing.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never come back.
Well, it's root for the home team. I don't give a darn, because it's 1, 2, 3 strikes.
You're out at the
old ball game.
Excellent, David.
All right, David.
Excellent. What a call. What leading us off a 4:30 call right there at 2 o'clock.
Are you okay over there?
Me?
Yeah, you just let that go for like 20 minutes.
Oh, I loved it.
Who's ready for Phil's baseball now?
Yeah, that was gold. Where am I going to? You never know. He kept saying, I got another thing, and I was just... I didn't want to miss
something.
Yeah, you never knew what was going to happen there. And none of them were about the Phillies. And he sang the song wrong. He said, if they don't win, I don't give a darn or something. And that is definitely not how the song goes. Wow, what a way to start
the baseball season.
Yes.
Yes.
We welcome you, YouTube. That is the way the callers are here on the afternoon show, occasionally. So it's Tell the Truth Thursday here on Philly's opening day. You will hear the game right here on WIP. Starts at 4:05. We will take you all the way up until the game. We will have leading off at 3, then Philly's on deck at 3:30. You can hear the game, of course, in the Odyssey app as well. And on Tell the Truth Thursday, we want your prediction for record, how far the Phillies are going to go in the playoffs, who your make or break Philly is, and if you have any thing that you remember from 50 years ago. Just any sort of anything.
If you even still have your memory from 50 years ago.
Yes. And coming up next, you know, this is a show that has been known to hold people accountable, and it was proved yesterday in that we said something should happen, and it happened. And there was accountability once again here in Philadelphia because of the WIP Afternoon Show. We will talk to you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.